before getting into the weekend that was this week, I need to explain how it works a bit more. I talk about various events, crimes, issues, or other incidents. I do not broadcast names or provide evidence to police about any of the matters discussed during the show. I do not even witness all incidents discussed. Many are reported to me either directly in person or indirectly by email or private messages, and all, except information provided from police sources, are checked to confirm them. The weekend that was pretty wild last week. The police were out in big numbers doing the community thing. Polair 1, the police helicopter, and its crew spent some time at Kadena High School with students. They also helped casino police catch a break in enter offender on Thursday. There were also police at the North Coast National, showing off their stuff and having fun. River FM 92.9 also broadcast from the show on all 3 days. It sounded like lots of fun. Chest Puff Thursday stepped up a notch. It started off with a group of young children, many of whom were under 12 years old, hanging around the streets. The police moved them on after becoming aware of them. There was a lot of chest puffing when two teenagers confronted a guy who did not welcome their approach. The situation was quickly diffused and everyone moved on. A much more serious incident was reported where a brawl saw four guys assaulted, with one of them being knocked unconscious. It seems they are all okay now. Friday Fight Night saw an early brawl in front of Night Owl, reported as a flow-on dispute from the North Coast National. Four underage girls threw punches before being dispersed and moved on. The girls really went wild this weekend, with another fight between two ladies, this time in front of Big Rob's, and more punches thrown. One of the two was arrested after trying to assault police officers dealing with the matter. She was charged with re-entering a licensed premises after being refused entry, behaving in an offensive manner, and assaulting police. It looked like some property was damaged on a path heading over towards North Lismore. This often happens when someone walks off after an argument and kicks or punches everything along the way. There were some groups of people hanging around the streets late into the night, as often occurs on Friday nights. Not much came out of it last weekend in Lismore. However, Casino had a few problems with a large group of people causing trouble and fighting in Centre Street. They were moved on by police. The trouble started early on Saturday night, with an ongoing argument between two men ending up inside the Night Owl. One guy, who had allegedly pulled a knife in the past, was swinging a pole at another man before running into the store when the other man kept coming at him. The situation was diffused and police were called. Police also assisted a young girl following fears for her safety. Police reported one licensed venue with a smashed window after they had kicked someone out. They are also making inquiries into three males allegedly inciting violence, and a few fines were issued for failing to leave licensed premises. There was a street fight that involved three men fighting against one other that saw security pouncing on top of one of the men, pinning him to the road. A lot of police responded quickly. This may be those allegedly inciting violence. A 3-day police operation called Operation Avert 10 was also conducted over the weekend targeting outstanding offenders. It resulted in 13 arrests, 21 charges, 2 criminal infringement notices, and 113 random breath tests, returning 4 arrests for PCA. Finally, I have to mention an incident at Kyogle also reported by police. A man was dragged out of his car, assaulted and robbed during the day on Sunday while eating lunch in Roxy Lane behind the library. This brazen daytime robbery is quite concerning. This is River FM 92.9 and I am Big Rob. Find me on Facebook by following the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.